wanted the best, you've got the best podcast. The hottest podcast in the world. The Chris Voss Show, the preeminent podcast with guests so smart you may experience serious brain bleed. The CEOs, authors, thought leaders, visionaries, and motivators. Get ready. Strap yourself in. Keep your hands, arms, and legs inside the vehicle at all times, because you're about to go on a monster education roller coaster with your brain. Now, here's your host, Chris Voss.
Hi, this is Voss here from thechrisvossshow.com. Holy crap, that was loud. Welcome to the show, my family and friends. The Iron Lady has spoken. Therefore, the show must go on. Welcome to the big show. As always, the Chris Voss Show is the family that loves you but doesn't judge you. I'm just drinking a little cup of the Chris Voss Show glow, as we like to call it here. It looks like shit on the screen. It's a coffee there, so there's it going. But I don't know. Sometimes, some mornings, I do drink a whole cup of shit. It feels like, I don't know. That's Mondays. Isn't that how we all feel? Hey, guys, we've got a new billionaire coming up on the show. It's the ex-CEO or CEO of Xsolla from what is it? Silicon Valley. So stay tuned for that later on this week. I think it's our third or fourth billionaire we've found the show. Remember, the Chris Voss Show brings the CEOs, the billionaires, the White House presidential advisors, the astronauts, the Pulitzer Prize winners, all the great authors, all the great motivators, all the great people with the great thinking that will help change the quality of your life. If you're listening to the Chris Voss Show and your life is not improved, well, you're doing something wrong, damn it. Go back and listen to all the shows again. Okay, so for the show, your family, friends, and relatives, go to goodreads.com/ChrisVoss, linkedin.com/ChrisVoss, ChrisVoss1 on the TikTokity, and all those other places that you can find us on the show that are really important as well. Today, we have an amazing young man on the show, and he's going to be talking to us about all the stuff that went into his life. Daniel Israeli joins us on the show. He's a fitness coach who helps with easy fat loss at home. And he's going to be talking to us about all the stuff that went into his work and all that good stuff as well. He's got quite the resume and experience that he's done throughout his life that's going to improve the quality of yours. He was born in Israel, and then he moved to China with his family at the age of 6. He was the most picky eater on the planet. Clearly, I wasn't. Oh, he ate nothing but McDonald's? What?
Yep.
I didn't see that one coming when I said picky. I was thinking he was like, he only eats vegetables. He would eat nothing but McDonald's. Wow. At age 12, he started playing basketball, and his brother convinced him to improve at basketball. He needed to eat healthier, which was any diet except what he was eating at McDonald's. Gradually, he got more interested in healthy eating. Good for him, because you don't want to keep doing that when you're young. He felt very confident on the basketball court, but nowhere else. At age 17, he started working out more serious and noticed that, unlike basketball, he took his body everywhere he went. I mean, it'd kind of be weird if he took a basketball everywhere he went, but I think a lot of people in the NBA do that. So he increased his confidence, translated into everyday life, got an exercise nutrition degree, and became a certified personal trainer and worked in a few gyms. Then in 2020, everything shut down. He had no equipment at home, but over a decade of fitness knowledge. So he was able to get great results, and he started his online fitness business, and then it came to the realization that people that need the most help losing weight hate going to the gym. That's kind of true. So now the gyms are open, his clients and him work out at home because it's a lot more convenient and it's easier to maintain consistency. Welcome to the show, Daniel. How are you?
Thanks a lot for having me on.
Thank you a lot for coming. We certainly appreciate having you here. Give us your .coms. Where do you want people to find you on the interwebs?
Biggest on Twitter or X, so at DanielRoz_fit. You can also find me at Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all those things at DanielRoz_fit as well. And my website is DanielRozFit.com. You'll see endless amount of testimonials, so you know that I'm legit.
There you go. Legitimacy is everything. Plus, you've got a degree, so there you go. So give us a 30,000 overview, in your words, of what you do for your clients and how you do it.
I help people that basically have given up on the weight loss and believe that it's impossible for them to lose weight and believe that they have horrible genetics and basically change their lives. I'm not about helping people lose 20 pounds because I believe you'll feel slightly better if you lose 20 pounds. I'm about helping people lose 100 pounds. Wow. So most of my clients start at 300 pounds and go to 200 pounds.
Wow. What if you weigh 100 pounds at first and then you go to zero? Is that possible?
I've yet to have a client who came to me at £100 starting point. So
I need to lose 100 pounds to become a ghost because people are chasing me for money. There you go. So sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
All good. And yeah, as I mentioned, the reason why I do that is because you can't do that in a month. You have to take at least a year for it to be sustainable.
Yeah.
And the entire strategy is completely different because you can do anything to lose 20 pounds. But to sustainably lose 100 pounds, you have to change who you are as a person. And I find that a lot more interesting.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And so changing yourself as a person is important as well. It's not just about what you're putting in your pie hole.
Yeah.
There you go. So that's pretty funny. Did you demand your parents give you McDonald's? Were you like, I'm not eating anything unless I eat McDonald's?
Pretty much. So I arrived to China in 2004, and mm-hmm. back then there was no foreigners. I was the only white guy over there, so much so that I was a child model because they've never seen people like me when I got there in 2004. There wasn't any options. There was hardcore Chinese food and McDonald's. And Chinese food is not Panda Express. People need to understand that. It's very different in China. Mm-hmm. Chinese food is exactly what you think it is, exactly what it sounds like. So there was that in McDonald's, no in between. This was back in 2004. From 6 to 12, that's all I ate. Now there's a lot of Westerners, there's a lot of Americanized food, so it's a lot easier. But back then, extremely picky, and there wasn't anything else. So that's why I was extremely unhealthy as a kid, but I changed that.
There you go. And thankfully, when you're young, your body can take that abuse a little bit. So on your website, you talk about helping busy men lose 30-plus pounds in 4 months without going to the gym. Tell us about how that works.
So your body doesn't – your muscles don't have eyes. They don't know whether you're doing a push-up or bench press or dumbbells or bands. All they know is tension.
Mm-hmm.
And if I were to ask you, Chris, out of the last – 5 movies you watched, how many of them were at home versus how many of them were in a movie theater?
Yeah, they were all on OnlyFans. Probably all of them were home. Nah, I'm just kidding.
On at home. Why? Because it's more convenient.
Exactly.
And same thing with going to the gym. A lot of people, obviously, if you're a bodybuilding world champion, if that's your goal,
do that. Plus, the movie theater won't let me go in my underwear anymore to the theater.
Exactly.
And
at home, you can walk out in your underwear. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, the judge says I can't do that anymore else.
Yeah, whatever's more convenient, you're more likely to be more consistent. If you're more consistent, it's a lot easier to get the results you want.
Yeah, after that Dune popcorn cup incident last week. Yeah, the judge says I can't do that anymore. You help men, and it looks like you've helped some men you've helped 50 men at 300 pounds get below 200 pounds. Is that correct?
Yep.
Wow, that is awesome. That's a lot of weight. It's hard to do. I've lost 100 pounds. It's not easy. It takes a long time. And I did it through a lot of intermittent fasting. But 300 pounds, people don't realize, you know, that's life-changing. I mean, You're changing. You're not only changing people's lives, you're saving people's lives at that point.
Yeah, I've heard so many people get off CPAP after they lose that much amount of weight.
Oh, really?
They can easily breathe better, get off medication. They can, even small things people don't think about, roller coaster rides, plane, like all of that.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And it makes all the difference. And you do it helping them work out at home so they don't have to go to the gym and have people point at them and laugh and take videos of them like, look at this fat giant whale at the at the thing there. And you've got video testimonials of a lot of your clients and how you help them. And tease us out a little bit what you do. Do you put them on a diet program? Do you put them on a exercise program or a little bit of both?
So I do both, but it's not like I give my clients a PDF and say good luck.
Uh-huh.
Because again, to lose 100 pounds, you have to be a lot more strategic about it. You can't just follow a random exercise routine. It has to change as we go. Mm-hmm. And also I have to see what the struggles are, because again, they're not going to have a perfect year. They're going to have headaches. They're going to have days where the kids are sick. They're going to have days where they're traveling. So it's all about making adjustments relative to what they're struggling with.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, that makes a difference. You know, you've got to be able to suffer through the ups and downs. You know, there's some days you'll have a bad day and you're like, I want to have a piece of pie. Yeah. And, you know, you've got to be able to do that. So do you do like a daily or weekly accountability program? Do your clients have to check in with you and, you know, you give them the business. You're like, hey, man, how many pies did you shove in your pie hole today? And how much do you weigh and all that stuff?
Exactly. So I do weekly text messages and daily text messages and weekly check-in calls through Zoom. So we talk kind of like this. Mm-hmm. And I give them workouts depending on how much they can handle. So 2, 3, 4, 5 times. The exercises vary, the length vary, the intensity vary, depending on who they are, what they can do. And in regards to diet, I see what they enjoy eating and get them to eat more of that. Mm-hmm. Because if I give them a specific strict meal plan, they may love it, they may hate it. And if they hate it, that's not sustainable.
That's true. I mean, you know, the one thing I learned about losing weight and eating better, I kind of went vegan-y, so I started eating more live foods and green foods. And the real trick is how you flavor it. Because you can flavor vegetables and healthy live foods if you flavor right. It'll taste like barbecue chicken, and it'll taste like, you know, McDonald's. I mean, if you flavor right, you know, there's a lot you can do with like jackfruit. You can make it taste like pulled pork and burgers and everything if you flavor right, and it's super healthy for you. So as you walk through your training programs and stuff, you really aren't a big advocate for having people go to the gym. Tell us more about why you think that's a discouraging point for your clients.
Because just like we talked about in regards to the movie, mm-hmm. sure, the movie experience might be better in a movie theater if you are trying to be at the top of the top. If you want to be Arnold Schwarzenegger, you absolutely have to go to the gym. But to lose... Mm-hmm. To go from 300 pounds to 1 pound, you just have to be consistent. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot easier to be consistent at home, because my clients don't want to be bodybuilding champions. They don't want to bench press as much as they can. They don't want to run marathons. They just want to lose 100 pounds, right? Mm-hmm. And if you're consistent, you can do all of that at home.
Mm-hmm. What would you say is the best diet to sustainably lose weight?
Much like exercise, whatever you can sustain. That's why I don't give them a meal plan. I see what they enjoy eating and say, hey, try to eat a bit more of this or a bit less of that. And also change their mindsets and more hacks. Like you mentioned, regards to the sauce. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a cheat code. I think mustard is the greatest thing that was ever created.
Mustard?
So, mustard.
Oh, yeah. I love mustard. If it's
There's zero-calorie mustard. You can put that on ground beef. All of a sudden, it goes from dog food to fantastic. Right, so there's certain things like that taste disgusting on its own. Add a sauce, all of a sudden it's fantastic.
Yeah, one of my cheats when I went veganese was making salad dressings that, you know, weren't high in calories. And so I would take, I think it was balsamic vinegar and some shallots and some mustard, some Dijon mustard, and mix that up, and it was like freaking phenomenal. And it was you know, low calorie dressing. People don't realize how much crap and calories are in dressing.
Yep.
And so just that little bit, and it's even on mustard is like so great for all sorts of different things. Hey, can you pass the Grey Poupon? Anyway, do you think so many people struggle with weight loss?
Because they don't have anybody there to keep them accountable, and they don't have a plan. They can't just guess. Mm-hmm. If you were to drive from LA to New York without a GPS, it will take you way longer than if you did have a GPS.
That's true.
You might not even make it.
Yeah, you'll end up in Florida.
Exactly. And that's not what you want. Or maybe it is what you want.
No one wants to end up in Florida, for sure. Have you seen the Florida man? No, I'm just teasing our Florida people. There you go.
So, yeah.
Having that accountability is everything. I had an accountability group when I did my first book and other things, and that made all the difference in the world. What are the best ways to improve sleep quality? One of the things I learned in losing weight is it's so important to get that 7 to 8 hours of sleep. If I sleep for 8 hours, I will lose weight. But if I, you know, try sleeping 5, 6, 4, I just bloat. I put on water weight, actually, because my body's like, what the hell are you doing to us? We're trying to rest.
Yeah, if your sleep is shitty, your hormones will be fucked, and you'll be a lot more hungry, and you'll just crave junk food all day and cycle to be in.
Definitely. It will muck you up and mess you up. And yeah, if I don't get my 8 hours of sleep, my beauty sleep, I call it, I will not lose weight. But the real key is that sleep has just got to kick in. But what do you feel about, how do people that are extremely busy lose weight? I mean, if you're one of, like, you know, moms are really busy, you know, they're always, yeah, they're working nowadays, they're preparing food for the kids. And, you know, one of the problems a lot of moms have, or whoever's preparing food for the kids, is, you know, usually they want something kind of tasty or sweet, and, you know, they've got all this food right in front of them. It's really hard to, you know, not think about eating some of that food that might be bad for you when it's right in front of you. What is some of your advice on people that are extremely busy to lose weight?
I would say focus on what I call the easy wins. Things mm-hmm. that don't take time but move the needle in your favor. This is an example. This is a standing desk, if you can tell. I knew I was going to talk to you, might as well stand. Whenever I'm on the phone, I'm never sitting or standing and moving. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have the conversation anyways, might as well burn extra calories.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one example. Another example is drinking plenty of water, because many people are dehydrated, causing them to be hungry or look and feel bloated, have less energy, because they're simply not drinking enough water. So always have a water bottle close by.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we touched on sleep quality. If you improve the sleep quality, it doesn't take time, but you'll feel better, you'll be less hungry, you will burn more calories because you won't be sleep deprived.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. What about people that do a lot of traveling? I mean, there's a lot of stress with traveling, and, you know, when you're traveling, it's hard to eat well on the road because you're in these, you know, these nasty airports with these nasty food that's kind of, you know, it's either that cardboard plastic food, or, you know, it's like heavy food. And then there's, you know, you're angry at how horrible traveling is, so you're probably drinking a lot. Yep. What are your thoughts on that?
Definitely. I actually just traveled from Canada to Paraguay last week. I moved to change things up because why not? And yeah, I travel quite a lot as well. And my biggest suggestion is, as always, plan ahead. If you just go and I'll eat whatever the stewardess give me or whatever I see in the airport, mm-hmm. you're probably going to go for junk. But if you planned ahead, be like, hey, I'll go to this store, take this protein snack or eat this ahead of time or fast until I get back home and eat at a decent restaurant, you'll get better results if you plan it ahead and have like a system behind it.
There you go. It makes all the difference in the world. If you hunt around, you know, I mean, I think a lot of the restaurants, you can still get a nice little salad in yeah. most of them. And if you eat right, plan ahead, you know, you don't get caught with the cravings and you got like some burger joint sitting in front of you and you're like, oh, geez, I should go for the burger. What about, you know, some of the other things that you talk about on your website is making customized nutrition, so you look forward to eating foods. What are some of their tips and tricks that you do there for your clients?
So one of the first things I ask my clients to do is write a list of everything they enjoy eating. Don't filter mm-hmm. if it's healthy, expensive, convenient. Just write everything you can think of.
Mm-hmm.
After that, underline what you believe is also healthy. And mm-hmm. ideally, you have someone who has done this who can blow some myths of what's actually healthy or not, because people have misconceptions.
Yeah.
But most people have a general idea. So if you do that, you have a list of what's healthy and tasty. And if you make that 80% of what you eat, then you'll be on your way to have a much healthier approach. And then mm-hmm. 10% can be donuts, whatever you want, right? Doesn't matter. Then the last 10% is trying new healthy foods you've never tried before.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a bunch of foods that are healthy and tasty, but you don't know that they're tasty because you never tried them. Mm-hmm. So 3 days ago was the first time I ever had papaya. Never tried it, because there isn't much in Canada and South America, they have it more. Tried it, thought it tasted fantastic. Now that's another healthy and tasty food in my arsenal. So you expand your diet rather than diminish it.
Mm-hmm. There you go. It's one of those things where if you eat healthy, you know, live foods, you stay away from those nasty frozen foods, you stay away from all that, I call them dead foods. You know, I learned a long time ago an important thing. When you go to the store, the outside of the store has the freshest foods. So that's usually yep. where you find the produce and everything else. And the closer you go to the middle of the store are the deadest foods. So usually your frozen foods that are the deadest are in that midsection. And then, you know, out from there, the chips and the pop and all that kind of crap. And so my friend taught me a long time ago, he goes, just stay in the outside of the store. Don't go down the aisles of the chips. Don't go down the aisles of the cookies. Don't go down the aisles of the pop. Don't go down the frozen food aisles. You know, stay in the healthy part. And the reason they have that store set up that way is they have to change the produce very often because it's the live food. It's the healthiest food that's alive. And so they've got to be able to change it fairly quickly and often. In the middle of the store, they don't have to worry about going all the way to the middle of the store to change food because it's dead. Like, no one cares. You know, they just refill the fridges. But the stuff they have to be most mindful of and refresh is that live food. And what you need to do as a person is stay in that live food section. And then you'll have the healthiest foods there before you. And your body will thank you. I buy a lot of my foods from a local farm, actually, that does hydroponic farming. And so they have the freshest, best lettuce, precious best vegetables, and it just makes all the difference, especially in taste. And I gotta tell you, the way it looks more alive than that crap you buy at the store, that lettuce that's kind of looks like dead and doesn't have a personality.
Yeah, I mean, if you buy healthier foods that look better, you'll look better, you'll feel better, and there's no better investment than in yourself.
Yeah, people ask me why I look so svelte, and I just have a nice glow about me. It's because I eat healthy foods. There you go. Testosterone. You know, recently was it November? I had my testosterone checked at 55, and they're like, your testosterone's kind of low. It's really important, I think, for men to have their testosterone checked. What do you think?
100%. Mm-hmm. Every year, I believe, the average testosterone in men is below what it was before. So as a society, we're declining. We're doing more of the wrong things. Mm-hmm. And that's because more people are overweight, more people exercise less, people get less sunlight, they're indoors all day, they're not as social, they are addicted to porn, they don't have actual relationships, they don't take care of themselves, a bunch of bad things that lead to low testosterone.
Oh, yeah. And you got to... So have your testosterone checked, boys. There's a lot of... It's funny. I go into the testosterone clinic to have my shots, and there's a lot of young men that I see in there. And there's a lot of estrogenics in our food and everything else. There's a lot of craziness. And it's quite interesting. And so definitely have your testosterone checked if you're low. It can affect your life. It can... You know, it can affect a lot of things. For me, the brain fog, I was going through a lot of brain fog that I didn't even realize was going on. And being able to be present, and boy, that changed my life. That alone was the biggest thing. And then having a lot of energy, I went from being a 55-year-old man to feeling like I was 30 again. Mm-hmm. And just having energy, feeling like all my joints work, you know, at my age, you can wake up and the back is going one way and the hip is going the other and this part isn't working, and you can just feel disjointed. But ever since I've been on testosterone, I feel like my muscles are there, and it just makes all the difference in the world. Like, you just don't even realize how much all this stuff works. Like, I was like, whatever, testosterone, maybe it's a little low, who cares? But man, wow, it made all the difference.
Yeah. I mean, whatever you can do to improve how you look, how you feel, will make a much bigger impact in your life than buying stocks or buying a fancy car or anything else. Yeah. And buying a nice watch or whatever is cool, but looking better, feeling better, having more energy will improve your life more than anything else.
There you go. What are some of the things we haven't touched on that you help your clients with and you advise people with when they work with you on getting fit?
I would quickly touch on sleep quality, because it doesn't take time, doesn't take effort, and moves the needle in your favor. Mm-hmm. I say there's three big things to improve sleep quality. First is cool room temperature, so 65 degrees Fahrenheit, 90 degrees Celsius. Yeah, you want it colder than what you think, because it's easier to sleep that way. You can sleep naked. Once you do it once, you never want to go back. Mm-hmm. You can have a thin blanket and a thick blanket. You can alternate quickly rather than mess with the AC. In the middle of the night, just have multiple blankets. You can take a hot shower or bath before bed, anything to cool you down. Mm-hmm. Secondly, dark as possible. So blackout curtains, eye mask, you can cover electronic lights with a towel, anything like that.
And stay away from picking up your phone. Sorry, maybe you're going to that.
Oh yeah, that's exactly what I was going for.
Sorry, yeah. Man, I didn't mean to cut.
What everyone messed up with is exactly what you mentioned. Mm-hmm. Avoid stimulation, the news, your phone, arguments. Instead, you want to journal, meditate, things of that nature.
Yeah. The thing I found is if I look at that phone, that blue light just blows your brain up and you're wide awake. It thinks that the sun's come up, basically, and you'll be wide awake, and that's not what you want to have. So I've learned, do not pick up that phone, do not touch that phone. You know, even if I get wake up to hit the bathroom, do not touch that phone. That is a big no-no, or else you'll be wide awake. And then, yeah, something I found recently, I used to turn my bed up like really hot to melt me. I have a 8 sleep bed, if people are familiar with that. And it runs, it basically has pumps that run through the mattress that either heat and cool. And it does have an AI system that's designed to know when you get your deepest sleep and try and get the temperature there every night for you, or maintain that temperature. But one thing I found recently, I used to crank it up to like 8, 9, 10 heat. And then I started having problems sleeping, where I'd wake up in the middle of the night just sweating bullets, and I'm like, why can't I go back to sleep? And I found that by taking it back down into the negative cooling area, where, you know, it's kind of ice cold again when you normally crawl into bed, that was resetting me. And so, yeah, I've been finding that going cool, actually, I start sleeping a little bit better and not as hot. So that was an interesting find for me, like you said.
Yeah, that definitely makes all the difference. Mm-hmm. And I would say a bonus fourth tip is be a good person. Because if you are not productive, if you didn't do what you said you're going to do, you're going to have a lot of thoughts in your mind. But if you really went all out, you gave it your best, by the end of the day, you'll be exhausted. You'll be sleeping like a baby.
Well, darn it, be a good person. I'm never going to lose weight now. I'm a horrible person. If anybody's ever met me,
that's what helps you sleep, in my opinion.
Well, what you're saying is that if you're a good person, you're not up at night going, wow, I shouldn't have ran over those kids in the car at the school thing, right?
You know? Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Don't do that, people. Yeah, if you're a good person, you're not up at night plotting people's death and doing all that stuff that I do. So there you go. So tell people how they can onboard with you, get involved with your services, how they can reach out to you, see if they're a good fit, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, as I mentioned, most active on Twitter or X. And it's not just politics and crazy news. There's also a good side, fitness Twitter. Follow me at DanielRuz_fit. Check out my testimonials, all the people that I worked with, and my content. And yeah, if you're interested in sustainably losing weight, then message me, weight loss. We'll see if us working together makes sense.
There you go. And you've got a lot of videos and free content on your Instagram and YouTube, I see, that helps people, and a lot of entertainment stuff, of course, there. One of your videos is about sunning your balls. Are you into that, doing the vitamin D out there in the naked with everything?
Not at all. So a lot of my videos are making fun of what I think is extreme.
Oh, okay. I haven't watched the video.
Yeah. There's a bunch of them of me making fun of what people do that I think is extremely stupid and makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah.
Some people major in the minors, and that's one of them.
Major.
Does that make a 0.01% difference? Maybe. But focus on improving sleep quality, getting exercise in, and eating more protein. That's what I see in the video.
There you go. Yeah, I did find going out in the sun, not naked, folks. No one wants to have that thought in their brain. But I did find going out in the morning to start my circadian rhythms with my coffee and sitting out in the sun with my dogs playing and stuff, fully clothed, people. That seemed to make a difference to me, getting that natural vitamin D. So that was helpful. But yeah, I never have figured out what the whole, like, why anyone want to be out getting skin cancer on their...
I don't understand that.
On their nether region. Got to be careful with that skin cancer, people. Jesus. So there you go. So lots of fun. People can get on your channels. They can get to know you better. And, of course, they can reach out to you as well. Give us your .com as we go out, Daniel.
DanielRuzFit.com. DanielRuzFit.com. That's my website. And you can find everything about me.
There you go. Thank you very much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it, man.
Definitely. I appreciate you having me on.
There you go. Keep having those 300-pound people lose weight. I know what that's like to be 300 pounds. Thanks, Monis, for tuning in. Go to goodreads.com, Fortress Chris Voss, LinkedIn.com, Fortress Chris Voss, Chris Voss, one of the TikTokity, all those crazy places on the internet. Thanks for tuning in. Be good to each other. Stay safe. We'll see you next time.